This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
That's awful close to the mic. Just saying.
This mic's supposed to be awful close to him.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on. I'm not Johnny Cash.
Yeah, he is. I'm Jimmy.
Hey. I'm Mudbug.
Uh-huh. All right. And that is...
And this is
absolutely the worst intro we've ever had. Oh, my God.
I already opened
mine. You would think we planned this. I'm not...
But we were trying to plan it like 20 seconds ahead of time, but that failed miserably.
I think Knott needs another cigarette.
The mosquito blew in my mouth. Oh. All right, folks, I'm not Johnny Cash, and this is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. All three of us are here. Big Plush, Mudbug,
Big Plush.
Not Johnny Big. Cash.
He likes it when you call him Big Plush.
Come on, Jimmy, show us how
I like it when you call me Big Plush.
I want to, and then you need a backup singer that's going, Plushy, Plushy, Plushy.
I want shirts. I'm just telling you right now.
Nice. Jimmy, come.
It's going to happen. Jimmy, he always brags about how he's the only one that goes by his real name, not a nickname. And because I'm not Johnny Cash. And then we got Mudbug,
you
know, the quiet one. And, ooh.
Boy. That was almost a disaster right there. I saw that.
I know y'all didn't see this.
Ooh, man.
But
that
I
was
almost
close.
Spilt my beverage.
Almost
that was so close.
Spilt it.
I almost got kicked off the show, folks.
Yeah, we would have muted that mic immediately.
So, yes, we are Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, and we have all three here.
Yeah.
We, unfortunately, because of this being a podcast, we can't play you the music. We just talk about it. We also sporadically talk about movies.
Movies. We do that a lot.
Sporadically.
And then that's when Mudbug shuts up.
If people listen, I think majority this should be movies, idiots, and alcohol, because there's a lot of movies talking here.
So we're thinking about changing it to M squared. But here at the Knott Ranch, we do have a lot of mosquitoes, so maybe M cubed.
No.
Yeah, M cubed. M cubed might have to be good. So...
But see, then too, though, if Bug and I can start talking about our favorite TV shows, and then not just...
He has no clue.
He has no clue.
Yeah, but that doesn't fit into the M, the I, or the A. TV does
sure
not
it does,
there.
Because I'm Mudbug, and I'm Mudbug in action. M-I-A.
Oh, my God, that's it.
It could be under the M. TV.
MTV. Music TV.
I want my MTV.
Nobody really wants that anymore, I don't think. I mean,
even MTV don't want MTV anymore.
Yeah. I remember when
it still
be,
there?
I remember when MTV when it first came out. I don't remember the first video now, but I used to
Radiohead.
Was it Radiohead?
I think it was Radiohead.
And they actually played videos, right? And they played
it was
videos,
music videos.
And they played videos, and then some dude like a DJ dude might come on every once in a while, and he would talk for a second, and then he would play some more music videos. Yeah. And it was really cool.
Hey, that's what a lot of...
And then it sucked because it went to not music videos.
Well, you know, you had MTV, and then for a long time you had VH1. Really had some great video stuff on there. Theirs was more like you could find some of the old artists, and they would do...
Well, didn't VH1 do like more pop?
Yeah, it was more pop and then they had some country stuff. But they would do, it wasn't just music videos. They did music videos as well. But they would have more like specials, hour-long specials of...
Live concerts.
Blah, blah.
Live concerts.
Or, god dang, like unplugged sessions, you know.
Oh, I do kind of remember.
Yeah, they did a lot of that.
Was that who started the unplugged stuff?
I couldn't say for sure, but it seems like it was.
I remember those unplugged sessions.
So like talking behind the scenes kind of thing?
No, it was where they like set in a circle. There was like this room, and they all sat in a circle, and they would play their rock and roll songs acoustic.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, one of the greatest, best ones that I saw was Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam was on there, did an unplugged session. Man,
I was
so
afraid
good.
You were going to mention a band I didn't like. But,
Dave
Pearl
Matthews?
Jam. No, I like Dave Matthews.
That was a good one, too, Dave Matthews.
That was a good band live, even live, but they were good. So,
what about live? Were they good live?
Yes, they were.
All right, there you go.
Well, the acoustic
is
band.
Is it Live or Live?
The rock band. I think it was good. Acoustic would be, I just made me forget the name of the band, but.
Not Motley Crue.
But, no.
Acoustic? Motley Crue.
Yeah,
acoustic.
So I'll remember it in just a second, and y'all just go ahead and keep talking.
7:33.
No.
Oh. But,
we kept talking and made Bug forget what he was going to
yes.
say.
Yes. So. Totally
speaking of 7:33.
Yes.
Have you seen Jeff Canada's? There's a video of Jeff Canada doing the 7:33 song.
I didn't see the video. I heard the song.
Oh, dude. No, there was a video. It's a bang-up job, man.
It's really good. I did see it. It was really good.
I have heard the song, but I did not know he created a video.
But, of course, Jeff Canada did it. Canada's pretty awesome.
Did he do it Jeff Canada's way?
Oh, it sounds like Jeff Canada.
Yeah, you can tell
I was going to say, you Jeff think Canada. He'd do it anybody else's way?
But it doesn't, yeah, but it doesn't matter what he does.
I don't think Jeff would do anything anybody else's way except Jeff's way.
He is Jeff Canada. He does it Jeff Canada way. And that's and it's good. So.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, I just saw that.
I hadn't seen it. And you know what? I loved 7:33 when it first came out. So that was really
all their stuff.
This is the part that's going to piss Jeff Canada off. Uh-huh. But I wasn't a huge fan of the second album.
Yeah,
and Jeff is. I was a fan of the first album.
Yeah, first album was better than the second one.
And that's when I met them when they came into Houston and all that. What's that damn? I think the second album's name was Lucy. Is that the name?
No. You're thinking of. I was just about to say. God dang it!
All right, so we lost track.
Candlebox.
Candlebox is second.
Their first album was fantastic.
Yes.
Second album was horrible.
Total bomb. Okay, yeah. Okay, so
Lucy was their second album.
So it's been a long time ago.
By the way,
you know my brain hasn't.
Oh my goodness! I just remember the name of the band, King's X.
Yes.
When their acoustic version, I heard a long time ago when they did acoustics.
Yeah.
King's X was great, and their acoustic sound was incredible.
I didn't see an acoustic show.
But
for them.
Also used to hear whenever they play on the rock stations in Houston.
Well, yeah, he was.
They'd come in and sit there. You know, sit there with the DJs in the rock station and do their acoustic version of their songs. Those guys were phenomenal.
I do remember that. And they got a lot of leeway because Doug was from this area.
Yeah.
So the lead singer, guitar player, Doug Morgan, right? Doug Morgan. Am I going to mess up his last name?
Is it Morgan?
His name was Doug.
But
he's a great guy.
Remember when I first saw him, I was scared to death of him when I was a little kid, but... When Jimmy here, Big Plush, took me to the show when he was the bass guitarist for...
He was a bass player for...
For Morgan Cryer.
Morgan Cryer, sure was. No.
It was Morgan Cryer, I'm telling you. It was Morgan Cryer.
It was Milo Lefevre.
No, it was Morgan Cryer. He was on the stage of Morgan Cryer. We went to Lakewood Church
Was it Morgan? No, it wasn't Morgan Cryer, was it?
Okay, hold on, guys.
Hang on.
It was Morgan Cryer.
Okay,
maybe
gotcha.
It wasn't at Lakewood Church. It was at... Astroworld at the indoor theater that they had.
There you go. Okay.
Yes. That's right.
I remember.
Okay.
You were there too?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's actually how I met Doug. Was at that show.
Oh, okay.
And, I did too, but I scared him because I remember Jimmy said, "Come on, you'll be." I was like, I was scared.
Well, I had never heard of.
But he's a great guy.
Doug,
I remember that when I was a kid, though.
Morgan Cryer. But I remember we were all the way down front because we were with that group that you had taken down there. Anyway.
Yeah.
Jimmy, and I'm wearing, I got kind of long hair at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a sleeveless white Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
And so was he on stage.
And Mickey Mouse earrings. Because, you know, leather jacket. Yeah. And that was, but when Doug came out on stage, that's what he was wearing.
That's what he was wearing.
Only I didn't wear skinny jeans, he did. Yeah. He was either wearing skinny jeans or leather pants.
You know what?
I ran into him again years later.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, I ran into him a few times, and then once I went into the music industry, I'd run into him often.
Right.
And I didn't see him for a long, long time. And then I ran into him at the Cynthia Woods where King's X was playing.
Yeah.
And they hadn't been here, it seemed like, to me, in forever. And... They were still great.
Yeah.
They were still great. And he's still a great musician and a great writer. Right. But, and remembered me.
That's one of those bands that you go, it's a shame that they didn't hit it.
You would have thought they would have.
Because they're so talented.
Man, yeah, King's X, that is, folks.
Super talented.
If you've never heard of them, look them up. If you're too young to remember King's X. Look them up.
Yeah.
And that's just spelled King's with an X at the end of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Correct. Who was there with Morgan Cryer? Morgan Cryer was the, he wasn't the opener. He was the headliner, wasn't he?
Correct. He was the headliner. Yes. Course.
But I don't recall that part. I don't recall who opened up. I could only guess. I mean,
I don't know.
I want to say it was David and the Giants, but
I can't remember. David and the Giants would have been they would have been the headliner at that time.
Yeah.
And I just remember I saw them.
We
back
saw
in
them at what we call Lakewood Church. That was at Lakewood.
And then we saw them one time out at Katy somewhere.
And also saw Carmen, which Carmen was a headliner too. He put on a long show.
Man, there we go talking about
back then
church stuff.
Caleb, the old
Caleb Helsher. Hello.
Right on.
He just went by Carmen, didn't he?
Yeah
he didn't Carmen. Have a last name.
It's just Carmen.
I was trying to think, what was his
last name? I can't remember.
He was the one that did like the skits.
He was the storyteller. He
had the skits and stuff.
Yeah,
he sang little pieces here and there, but it was more like
did all the crazy voices.
Sundays on the Way. He had a bunch of.
Yeah, I liked him. He did the really cool devil voices, demon voices and stuff. Mudbug hated that when we were kids.
That's why I'd not hear him. Different nickname.
Carmen passed away a few years ago.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, cancer.
Speaking of that passing away,
y'all just made can get it.
Who?
What? Totally shift gears on y'all real quick.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear?
No.
Just recently, we already know the. We talked before about George Strait. When a couple of the people, his band or whatever, he just lost another one.
Really?
Are you serious?
Tom Foote, when it was his drummer and it became his manager for 48 years or whatever, he just passed away last week too.
Dadgum. Well, I know he lost.
Well, he lost his manager.
Lost his manager and somebody else in one day.
Yeah.
This guy just passed away. Tom Foote.
Well, dang, he didn't have nobody left in his band.
That's why he says 2024 has been like a really tough year for him. I can't say.
Wow. Damn good thing I retired.
But he just. But
Dave, retire. Always remember this, folks. Retire while you're still living.
Right? Yeah.
No, here, I'll pull it up for you. Actually, on here, it is. It's Tom Foote.
Okay.
Tom he was Foote. A one-time drummer and a long-time road manager around 48 years. Suddenly passed away at his home after his rehearsal of the band.
Dang.
Ben.
Okay, so road manager. It was his road manager. Okay, I
thought Boo, yes.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Shame it's got to happen. It does happen.
Because he says 2024 is taking its toll on the ace in the whole group.
Yeah, that's three of the ace in the whole band right there.
Well, yeah, there ain't much left.
No.
Well, George is still here.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, but.
How old is George?
Don't know.
I'm
going to guess.
70s, right?
He's got to be in his 70s. I remember in 63, he was still out on doing a tour or whatever, I remember. So in his late mid-60s.
I couldn't tell you how old George is. I mean, he's not as old as Willie. Willie turned, 91?
91 last week. Yep.
Last turned 91.
So I would George is not 70, so there's no way he's 70. So I would say, 65, 66? Let's give him that.
Now, he's older than me.
George Strait was born in 52.
Yeah, he's
ouch.
Actually,
10 years older than me.
May 18th, 52. So he's fixing to be 70 years old.
He's fixing to be 72 years old.
I would have never given that.
Or just turned 72, or about to turn 72.
Mudbug Google guy over there.
Yeah, right now he is 71, so he's about to be 72.
And can still sing.
He can still sing.
He's good. I like him.
That's why he's the king.
Sorry, I was fixing to go somewhere. I might.
That's why he's the king of country.
Entertainer of the year. How many years?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Several
times. I felt sorry for poor Alan Jackson trying so hard, but he finally got one eventually.
I just never understood how he was entertainer of the year. I mean, he could have been singer of the year, artist of the year.
Way down yonder.
Entertainer of the year.
Yeah, it's hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on a Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
That's the big plush over there.
Big plush.
Singing is Jackson's
time. Alan Jackson. I like me some Alan Jackson.
Late great.
When I get down in my whiskey. That's one of his latest ones.
That's a really good song.
Isn't that a great song?
I love that song.
You know, that's country artists that have had a...
That's a song I could sing right
comeback.
There.
Yeah. Of sorts. Alan Jackson, when he, well, of course, that album is, God, it's what, 3 years old now? Probably at least 3 years old. And then Tanya Tucker, her latest stuff is phenomenal.
It's hard to believe she's still as great as she was back in the younger days, too, because Tanya
Tucker. She's really
Tucker
good, man. I love that song, Where Do the Cowboys Go?
Mm-hmm. That's
so awesome. Yeah, I do love that song. It's that's a really good song.
Good stuff.
She's I've always said, you know, they go to the bar. That's where the rest of us go. You get done, you go to the bar.
When the rodeo is over, where do the cowboys go?
If you're at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, you go to the Hideout.
Yeah, which is right across the street.
You go to the Hideout.
And listen to Trent Cowie.
And or whoever else is playing that night. Yeah.
I call Trent Cowie. He's the Texas country rock star.
TrentCowieSucks.com. Oh, no, that's not him. That's Jeff not Trent. I'm sorry, that's not Trent.
Sorry, Trent.
Trent's probably going, damn it, why haven't I done that?
I can't believe more artists haven't. You know, might as well get the positives and the negatives all at the same time.
Get it out there. Just go with it.
Might as well beat the masses to it, right?
Exactly.
Ever how many they're going to put it out there, might as well beat them to it.
Lordy, lordy. So what else are we going to talk about tonight, folks?
We just talked about all kinds of music.
I know. We just jumped all right in. I know Bug and I have been watching a show. I got him turned on to a show. You know, I like my...
Joe Pickett.
That's right. Y'all
it's not a network show. Joe it's actually Pickett, a actually. Show that you.
It's on Paramount, I think.
Yeah, you can't see it except for on streaming, I think. So you have to go like to Paramount because it's a.
I think it's Paramount. I think
it's on Paramount.
Yeah.
But man.
Joe Pickett. I really like that show.
Isn't it good?
I like it.
And you see what I'm saying?
And I'm only on the fourth episode. But yeah. So, I mean, because
what I really like about it is in every episode, somewhere down there, you'll hear. A Texas country artist, or a Red Dirt artist on there. I think episode 2 or 3. Episode 2, it was Turnpike Troubadours.
2. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs. Yours, Waiting Around to Die.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
man, what a great song. God dang it, it's a great song.
But that might be 3. But
episode 3 was... And
the 2 is that one where you're talking about. It's I always remember his name. You were the last time we had our podcast where you were talking about this. The reason why I went and started watching the show,
right?
But it was after episode 2. Whenever the guy that sings that song that you were singing on the last podcast, which I can't remember right now, but
that guy that sings that song.
But I can't remember his name. But if I figured you would know.
You were
seriously when we were doing the recording last time. You were singing that song all damn day.
Oh, I do. Well, it's like
at the end. Is at the end of that second song? That second song. It was at the end of the second episode. Mm-hmm. that song comes on.
Is it? Yeah, I remember. I just remember I heard that. And went, oh, that's Turnpike. Oh,
yeah. We talked about it last week, but I don't.
Charlie Crockett.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hard Times.
That one. That's the song right there. That's
great. Now that's stuck in my head.
But that's at the end of the. But that actually comes on at the end of the second show. You'll hear that.
I do remember that now because. I knew
all day long.
No, I'm saying I knew.
You did. You
I knew
it all
when
day
Bug
long.
Was watching that show though, because he sent a text message that said Joe Pickett, and I was like looking at the phone, and then it blings again, and it's Welcome to Hard Times. Yes. All right, that's the song.
Yeah. Okay. Now I can't remember. I just talked about it just the other day, and I can't remember. But
and I was like. He does know Joe Pickett don't sing that, right? Yeah. That was my first thought. And I was like, wait, that's that movie.
Show.
Or that show they were talking about.
Show. The show, Joe Pickett.
Yeah, I don't watch those. I don't watch much of those.
I like those. I like those kind of shows, you know, because it's
TV shows or whatever.
It's a little more gritty, you know?
Yeah.
Gritty.
Yeah, it's gritty. It's not,
opposite of plushy.
Yeah. It's not FCC regulated.
So plushy is not so gritty. But hey, I do have one other thing to throw out there.
Come on.
Have y'all heard all the hoopla? How Cody Jinks supposedly has a fake beard.
He didn't get it from us.
I just thought I would tell you.
He didn't get it from us.
Yeah, apparently got a big ordeal. He even had to make. He even not like he had to, but he did a video, like on I think it was YouTube, whatever. But he posted out there to basically let everybody know that. It's not a fake beard.
not a fake beard.
But it became a big ordeal. It got posted everywhere that Cody Jinks had a fake beard.
Well, they think maybe it was weaved.
Don't even know.
I've seen that man, and
I made a note so I could bring this up and tell it to y'all because all I could put with my note was put the LMAO to myself because it was funny as hell. And then I saw the video thing, but I figured maybe y'all had seen it. If you hadn't, y'all should go check it out. And then Cody, He actually put a little video thing out there. You'd have to watch that too. Yeah. To understand. But supposedly he has a fake beard.
Like
supposedly.
Combing it with a you know, got his brush out, going, "Hey, the folks."
What was really funny is if he had a fake beard and he was combing it with a brush. Yeah.
Why
holding it in his hand.
Why y'all think this is so fake?
Yeah, I don't understand. Well,
see, that's the thing is that his beard's so long that he could hold it in his hand and still brush it.
Probably could. Yeah.
Yeah. Be like brushing a cat.
It's almost, right. It's almost as long as he is, and he's not a really tall guy.
A horse's tail. It is pretty long, though. It is pretty long.
But it's not like he's such a very tall guy either, but it just...
No. No. He's entertaining, though.
Oh, he is awesome. I like Cody Deans.
I wish I'd seen this. I didn't know nothing about it.
I see it's something
I guess maybe that's part of that whole I don't get on Facebook thing.
Well, it's social media, which you know nothing about.
You know I'm anti-social
media. I'm usually either working or if I'm... The only time I really watch stuff like Joe Pickett or whatever is if it's late at night and I can't go to sleep, then I have stuff like that I watch. You know, like I'll watch the...
And then he really can't go to sleep because you're watching that. Yeah.
Well, because I get hooked on that show. And
great idea.
Next thing I know, I'm watching two episodes.
He has to turn TV off. So he's like, I got to go to sleep. Work comes early at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, right?
No wonder I'm so tired when I get to work.
I wonder why I hate my job so much.
Well, that's why I got, Justified. Remember the first one? Oh, my God. I think I watched the first two seasons and maybe four nights. Dadgum. I just got hooked on it and couldn't stop. I was bored.
See, y'all go the opposite direction of me. I always go like sci-fi, thriller, or...
Yeah, I mean, there's a sci-fi show that I think you would really like. It's out there right now. It's called Fallout.
Fallout.
It's based on
video game?
Based on the video game.
I never played it, but I knew there was a video game called Fallout.
There's a show out there called Fallout, and it's actually pretty good. I've watched like 3 episodes of it.
All right. How many seasons is out?
God, I don't know. I think one, so maybe two.
I'm going to have to wait till they come out with a couple more because nothing I hate more than catching up to the people who are creating it.
Oh yeah, you get hooked into a show, and you're like two seasons in, and all of a sudden they cancel it.
Yeah,
I went, "Dadgum it!"
Or like we talked about, I think last week we talked about
fat fingered moron.
We talked about J.J. Abrams. Yeah, we talked about J.J. Abrams not being able to end something. You want them to at least end it.
Well, it's kind of like
not just cancel it in the middle of the show.
Yeah,
it's like. It's
wrap
like,
it up.
Well, it's like going to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And the power going out in the middle of the show. And, whatever. Hurricane, tornado, something. Power's out. Doesn't come back for 2 weeks. You have no idea.
None.
To me, if it's at least getting taken off.
Especially if it's a good movie. It's like getting to the climax.
If they're not going to put, like, if it's a series and it just ends where it ends, I think they should come back at least do 1 2-hour ixnay of exiting the whole show, like give you a shutdown, a close out of it.
Well, it's they like, don't even like they it. Did just with Seinfeld, even though the ending sucked with Seinfeld. I mean,
it's a long show about
it was,
nothing.
It was exactly. It was a great show. Though.
It's on my TV all the time. I actually go to sleep watching Seinfeld all the time. So
a show about nothing.
Because it's a show about nothing. There's certain points in there that are kind of
soup for you.
Yeah, yeah. No,
the soup Nazi is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kramer's my favorite.
Yeah, guy with wild hair,
wacko man. Yeah,
it's the same character, dude, from like Taxi or some shit from like forever ago.
No, because Jim Ignatowski.
I'm just
was
saying,
much more stoned.
The same character, though. I mean, yeah, I guess he was a little slower.
Jim Ignatowski was just—he was from Taxi, which was played by.
Have no clue.
The same guy that played Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Oh, that weird guy.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, that guy. Lloyd. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, he played basically an old burnout hippie.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's pretty much Kramer.
Kramer's just a burnout.
Yeah. On Seinfeld, I kind of like George. Jason Alexander.
Yeah. I can see how you relate to him.
Yeah. Short, chubby, fat guy, bald, yeah. Yeah.
I was in the pool. Yeah. My favorite. Like,
the stuff is hilarious, man. He's so animated about what he did too. But Jason Alexander does that part.
It's so stupid.
And then,
so stupid. Okay.
What's it? Oh, and then Julia Louis-Dreyfus is on the show as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. All right, that's enough about Seinfeld.
Anyway. So, the other thing, I don't want to talk
about. I was thinking about the first time. I don't know why, but for some reason when you said all that, it reminded me. the first time I ever saw Woody Harrelson on TV.
Yeah, on Cheers.
On Cheers.
Yeah.
Playing the piano, singing a song to the girl he loves. Kelly, 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 Kelly,
the
Kelly.
The whole song is Kelly, 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 Kelly.
And I was like, Kelly. Oh my God.
Kelly, Kelly, Kelly.
And I don't know why, because every time I hear that song, or every time I think of that, the next thing I think of, I don't remember the chick's name, that was in Friends.
I think her name was Kelly, but
the blonde haired girl in Friends.
Phoebe.
Phoebe. The crazy ditzy one. Yeah, the ditzy, the crazy ditzy one that forgets shit. She wrote a song.
Yeah.
Do you remember that song?
Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat. I don't know why, but I always think of those.
Yeah, I remember that.
Smelly Cat. Smelly Cat. These are so stupid. But we all watched them.
This was entertaining back when we were younger, I guess. But
are you kidding? People are still
to the
watching
world
it.
Too. Well, obviously
people
they
are still watching them.
If reruns, they weren't, if they weren't, reruns. They wouldn't be on Netflix or whatever these other Hulu and all this. It wouldn't be there. But people still watch it. Apparently,
if people actually knew how much money those people made off just the reruns, they'd probably quit watching it. Just saying.
So, there Lord. We go.
I know, right?
So we
of course, if they knew how much money we made doing this podcast,
they would stop watching
they
us.
They would stop watching us, too. Oh, yeah, don't watch us. Just listen.
Don't watch us. Just listen.
Like, say, I want to know where the cameras are out there watching.
Well,
they would see that it's hot in here.
No, they would not.
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
I think it's very comfortable in here.
So.
Ish.
What you think?
Ish.
Ish. It's very ish. What I don't have something I was going to talk about, and I can't remember what it was now.
Let's see if Bug's ready for trivia.
No.
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 That was really slow.
I refuse to do trivia ever again. I am like not doing trivia. See, I get that? I am like not.
Not
I am
doesn't not do trivia.
All right, we're taking phone calls right now.
We'll do a trivia for
compete against Jimmy E. Big yeah. Plush.
Y'all compete
936-333-1843. We're booting Bug off the show.
Because right now I am
Big Plush.
Man, 3-1. I won one time.
That's not that bad. The Astros are what?
Yeah, that's like the Astros.
Well, see, when it first started, you were doing trivia, Jimmy. You were telling us, and then not. He lost both of them. But he decided he's not doing trivia no more.
So. If you're 1-3, you got a pretty good batting average there. Yeah. You know, so that's not bad.
Hey, way better
baseball.
Than me, man.
You can play baseball.
Be like, 333.
I literally hate trivia. I love asking the questions, though.
To me, it's interesting. I mean, I like.
I don't mind. I don't.
And some of that stuff, like last week, I was just making educated guesses, man. Yeah. I don't know.
And that's what Dad called an EWAG, right?
EWAG.
EWAG, yeah. Folks. EWAG.
An educated, wild ass guess.
Yeah, that's right. Educated.
Oh.
I thought it was wise ass, but wise ass guess.
Or it could have been wise ass or wild ass, either one.
Yeah. So there's a difference between an EWAG and a WAG. A WAG is a. No, that's not right. There's a educated wise-ass guess, and then there's, I don't remember. I don't remember what the other one was.
I don't know.
EWAG sounds good enough.
I like EWAG. There's just a WAG, so that'd be a wise-ass guess.
Yeah, wild-ass guess.
Wild-ass guess.
Wild-ass
guess. Then there's educated.
Educated wild-ass guess.
All right.
Yes.
I like wise-ass better.
Well, like, yeah, I've been called that.
All right, so
I had a customer tell me the other day. He says, "You know, you're not a complete asshole."
So one other thing I ask you guys:
I've been working out.
Have y'all ever heard of Austin Foreman?
No.
Wow, that's good.
Okay. That George's little brother.
No. The reason I'm bringing this up because Austin Foreman, he did a song, and the name of the song is "Cash in My Hands." What the name of the song is, right? Yeah. This "Cash in My Hands." Is a song that he attributed. He did this song. It's to him. It's his version of Eric Church to Morgan Wallen, "Cash in My Hands."
Eric Church. Check. What do you mean, Eric Church to Morgan Wallen?
Because you remember Morgan Wallen who threw the chair off of the
off the yeah.
That
the
was at Eric Church's bar.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
So he did a song called "Cash in My Hands." Not him, but the guy's name is Austin Foreman. Y'all have to check this song.
Maybe I'm not understanding the relationship between "Cash in My Hand" and.
You just have to hear the song. Oh, it's okay. Because it's his bar. It's Eric Church's bar.
I understand that.
Did Morgan? that he threw that off and then whatever, all this, because he's destroying his bar, breaking shit at his bar, basically. And you did hear the song, you understand?
Okay, we'll have to listen to the song. Not right now, but we'll
see. Yeah, not right now.
I just brought it up, figured maybe y'all knew.
I have a trivia question for you.
Okay.
What's George Foreman's son's name?
George.
George.
What's his third son's name?
George.
What's his daughter's name?
Georgette.
Georgette.
Here's a better question.
Yes.
How many kids does he have?
Six, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought it was more than that. But
I thought he had eight. But
oh, my gosh.
At the time, I'll tell you this much. At the time, he only had five. When I say at the time, is whenever my long time ago, one of them other women I was married to, she was a babysitter for this house or whatever, and the house I was with her at, where she was babysitting this family, these kids.
Yeah.
And George Foreman walked through the door, scared the crap out of me.
I was going to say, have you ever met?
I never met George.
Nope. He just chuckled and laughed and shook my hand. His hand was...
Did he have to bend down to get through the doorway?
His hand was the size of my head.
Oh, he's a big dude.
He's a huge... Everything that you see him on TV, everything looks kind of small. You see him in real life, that man is ginormous. Mm. And I was a teenager.
The only reason he didn't look big on TV was because the guy next to him was really big, too.
That just shows you how the guy next to him was, how big that man. You see George and this... Yeah.
Because I did meet George Foreman. I met him at the Summit 100 years ago. Back when the Rockets were still playing at the Summit.
That had to be about 100 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So I met him there, and I don't even remember the circumstances, but I do remember meeting him, shaking his hand.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was 3 years old.
Dude, I've seen his hand is massive, man.
I'm telling you, his hand was the size of my whole head.
His fingers are bigger than this microphone.
That's crazy.
I think if he reached out and grabbed the top of my head, his fingers probably would come down to my neck and he'd just pull me up off the ground, or he'd pull my head off of my body, but he was huge.
Wait, because your head's a lot lighter than the rest of your body.
Well, back then I was a teenager. I only weighed like 180 pounds, so, you know.
Yeah, I think it was Muhammad Ali that said one time that they were talking to him about some of the fighters that he had fought, you know, and wanted to ask him which one was the scariest or whatever. And I think he said it was like George Foreman, because if he ever hit you with them big hands, you were going to feel it. You know, the dude his punch was just.
He was a massive man. Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of stupidity and boxing.
Stupid boxing.
Opinions on. What's his name? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Have opinion?
I think Mike Tyson is going to wipe the floor with him.
I don't know.
Well, in my mindset, I think he would, but it's just you're talking about a big age difference, too.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's not so young anymore.
Is it experience?
I know. But look how old George was whenever he won the title back then.
He's still incredible. Yeah, but Mike Tyson's not 40s. Tyson's in his 60s.
Yeah, I really don't have an opinion on it.
Tyson's in his 60s?
He's 62.
No stinky way.
I thought he was 58.
I thought he was a lot younger than me.
I'm pretty damn sure he's 62. You mean to look it up?
Look up Goggle. Ask Goggle.
Goggle. It's all right. By the time they fight, he might be 62. If they can, It's like they've been hyping it up.
Since they want to hype it up so much.
I think they finally decided what rules they're going to fight by. Yeah. No glass in the hands, you know. No nunchucks. No kicking below the waist. Whatever.
What was that fighter's name on that video game? Glass Joe?
All right. Looks like you're right, Jimmy. He's 57.
That's not much.
That's 57.
I think he's supposed to be 58 by the time they fight. But I'm not sure. Because I don't remember when they're fighting.
And the guy, the kid's going, I say guy, kid, whatever. He's in his mid-30s.
I don't know how old he is.
Yeah.
You'd have to Google that one, too.
I don't remember his name. He's some idiot.
Jake Paul. He got his start by...
Oh, I apologize for saying he's an idiot, because I don't want him to come punch me, because I don't want to fight nobody. Jake Paul, you're awesome. You're going to take on Mike Tyson. You're the man. So, just saying.
I agree, man.
Just in case he's listening, I want him to come track down Mudbug.
You couldn't pay me enough to stand in a ring and take punches from either one of those guys.
No, I won't.
Remember back
in my young days, they used to talk about if you got paid $5 million to go and fight Mike Tyson, it's like, well, hell yeah, I walk in a ring, get knocked out, and walk out $5 million. I'm
no,
good.
Sir.
I do.
I don't want to wake
all
up
I,
dead.
All I do is run.
Don't wake up dead.
I don't want to wake up dead.
Sad thing is, I wonder how long can I run in a square and stay away from him. You know,
he's only 27.
Yeah, I knew he was young because he's like he got his start being a.
This kid was born in. He was born January 17th, 1997.
Lord, he's younger than most of my kids.
He's younger than both of mine.
He's younger than the first three of mine.
He was some kind of...
yeah, mine too.
TikTok. What do you call them? Social media stars. What do you call them?
Instagram. I don't know.
No, not that.
Well, TikTok.
I would say this much. So,
influencer type person.
Snapchat.
But if you think about it like this, when he put this thing out there, well, I say when he or whatever he did to this competition to fight Mike Tyson.
Well, he started biting. That's what he did.
Okay, well, whatever he did. I knew nothing about this guy. Yeah, but now that he's going to be fighting Mike Tyson, it's all over the world. So he's making himself famous by fighting Mike Tyson. So,
well, he went into boxing. If he was already popular, fine. And all that. He was, like I said, he was some kind of like social media influencer type person, whatever you call that. And he was making money off that. I don't know what the hell he was doing. But then after that, and I don't watch boxing, but I do know that he had some fights and he kicked the shit out of these people. So he's like, I don't know if he's 8-0 or 8-1. But, you know.
This probably one of those things
Mike
if you
Tyson's
look back.
Probably what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
42-1.
Wait, no, he's 42 in at least three and he lost three fights, but that's about it.
Yeah, because he lost to Buster Douglas.
He went forever. Yeah, and he lost twice to the guy he wanted to rematch. He bit the ears off.
That would be Evander Holyfield, sir.
Evander Holyfield.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So who was the best fighter?
None of us really know because none of us keep track of boxing.
No, I haven't watched boxing.
We were just
the only kind of boxing I watch is I watched Will Smith and Ali.
Wow. Will Smith. He did a subpar job of acting.
You didn't
like
watch
a boxer.
Rocky?
Huh?
You didn't watch Rocky?
That's not a boxing movie. Shoot. Yes, I did.
Sylvester Stallone is awesome.
Well, I started to say I've seen every Rocky movie. With, no, I haven't. I've seen Rocky 1 and 2. And wait a minute. So Rocky 1.
He won the first
one,
too.
He didn't win the first one. He lost in the first movie. Rocky 2. Rocky
Adrian.
Two, Rocky Two. Was that Dolph Lundgren? Was that Dolph Lundgren in Rocky Two?
Okay, you're asking.
No, that's Carl Weathers.
Oh, it's Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers,
and then it's Dolph Lundgren.
And the third one was, which one did he fight Hulk Hogan?
Ooh, I don't even know.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
It's like four.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've seen at least the first three or four, but all the Creed movies I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, look up his stats. He's like 500, but he was best.
Some
and
good stuff.
Every
though.
Episode, he loses and then he wins. Yeah. And then he loses and then he wins.
And he
wins.
And when he loses, he wins.
He wins. He becomes super famous by losing.
I did it.
Hey, I'm knocking Sylvester Stallone. Freaking awesome, though.
He lost.
He's another one of those guys that's bigger than you. You don't want to fight him.
I don't. But I'd love to meet the guy. I'm gonna be in one of his movies. I don't care. Yeah. I mean. The guy.
Would you be able to understand what he said?
I would do my best. All he would do is tell me, hey, fat dude, stay over there. I'm like, okay.
In my check.
There's a comedian.
I said, what's the name of that damn, what's the name of that new, he's got like three or four of them out. What's that called? That action super action movie. He keeps bringing all these...
Which guy? Which movie?
That's him.
It's the Stallone guy. Yeah. That's what I'm talking
the
about.
The Expendables.
Sylvester Stallone. The Expendables.
That's what I was just thinking about. That bug would be one of the guys that gets shot or killed or beat
first
up.
First one dead, yeah. If he puts me in one of those, I want to be...
That
I want to fight...
That bouncer at the club.
I want to fight Jean-Claude Van Damme. This one. That'd be a serious
I was watching...
Match,
I think I watched the first two of those.
I got him. That taekwondo ain't nothing.
And I just... I couldn't imagine...
I'm just kidding, John. I don't want you to kick my ass either.
I'm going, why in the hell is Jet Li in this movie?
Mr. Karate.
Because it's about them action superhero people.
I didn't like it. And then, of course, Bruce Willis was in one or two or whatever.
Hey, Bruce Willis was the man.
We were talking about damn movies.
And Bug is keeping up with it.
Bruce Willis, I know about them.
Bruce Willis.
Die Hard, buddy.
Best Bruce Willis movie ever?
Die Hard, I'm telling you. I just love Die Hard. You can say whatever. I love Die Hard.
Although that is a Christmas movie, I don't care.
Have you seen the movie? What is that movie?
I believe it. It's a Christmas.
You see that movie Venice? Is it or show or movie? Whatever Venice, isn't he in that too?
I don't know.
You're missing.
I don't
something.
Even know.
Saw that too. Mm-hmm. There you go. Pulp Fiction.
He was best in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'd have to watch it again because I know when it came out, I really, really hated it, and I vowed I would never watch it again.
Such a great movie.
So I would have to break my vow.
Oh my goodness.
I do remember parts of that movie that I really loved.
What's that?
Yep. The part where
it ended. Sorry, that was me.
Where Samuel L. Jackson's quoting scripture?
No, the part where Samuel Jackson and
he passed too.
John
he
Travolta does. Go into that room where there's the other whatever yeah. drug dealer guys are.
Yeah.
And they open the briefcases up. The right. briefcase up. Yeah. And it's full of tampons or whatever you want to call them. Yeah. And they're like, what are these for? And they say, for the bullet holes, motherfucker. And
they start shooting.
And they kill everybody in the room.
Stick a tampon. That's like my favorite
scene
holes.
In the whole movie. Other than that, when I first watched it, I didn't get it. So I should have watched it again. Yeah. I just never did.
Yeah. It's one of those you got to watch again.
Yeah. You got to watch it again.
Yes. Samuel L. Jackson just died recently, too.
No, he did
no,
not.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
Oh, no, it's the other guys. It's like Samuel L. Jackson. You're right.
Samuel Jackson's still living.
But the other guy I was thinking was... But, yeah, I'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah, once my brain clears, because you just fucked me up.
I just mix it up. So it wasn't Samuel L. Jackson.
But the man of glass can't die.
No, I'll remember in a second.
Mr. Glass can't die?
They call me Mr. Glass.
He's like, you don't need to know what we're talking about.
I'm not a Pulp Fiction fan.
Hey, it's all right. That's not Pulp Fiction.
That was...
y'all were talking about Pulp Fiction, so my brain shut down.
What the hell was the name of that movie?
Broken?
Unbreakable.
Shattered? Unbreakable, yeah. I knew it was something about breaking something.
That was one of those movies that it was just about the time it was getting good, it's over.
Yeah.
I went, damn it.
The climax was right at the end. Anyway, folks...
That's usually when the climax happens.
I guess,
just saying. I
guess you're right there. Good point. Mr. Plush.
Big Plush.
All right. I'm not Johnny Cash. This is Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Yes.
Actually, for now, it's been Movies, Idiots, and Alcohol. And we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back momentarily.
I want my MTV.
We will be right back.
Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, so if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the Three Beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
sorry. So, we had all kinds of stuff going on. Like, phones started ringing and stuff started falling over in the studio here. And I got really distracted.
Squirrel,
yeah, butterfly. I like butterflies better than I do squirrels. Just being for real.
Anyway, back to Beyonce.
Wow, even worse. Beyonce. No. Wow.
So that's probably why everything happened, because we started talking about Beyonce.
Yeah, either way. So the headline was saying that Beyonce has a second song hitting the charts.
Okay.
And my brain went to the fact that I don't believe that it's country. It's, and they're calling it country, so it's hitting the country charts, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. So I get to thinking about, like, the hip hop stuff, right?
Yes.
So there's, like, Colt Ford.
Yeah.
Get better, bro. Yeah. You know, I don't know you, and I don't...
Right.
I like some of your stuff, right? Because yeah. That's just me. I like crazy, weird shit. But I do like a lot of... I do like some of Colt Ford's stuff, not all of it. But he's not doing really good right now, or he's right. getting better.
He's getting better.
Anyway, yeah. But beyond that, so hip hop, this mm-hmm. hip hop world, and, you know, it's... So it charts in the country. It goes into the country chart.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. Is what I, kind of where I'm going with this. And so I was just thinking, really, all you have to do is just call it that, evidently, yeah. and you can chart there. Right? So my thought, I was sitting there on the porch, and I was, you know, drinking beers. And I'm like, you know, that means if Michael Jackson... had decided he was going to release Thriller as a country album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, he would have beat Beyonce by years, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because he would have been on the country charts.
No. Yeah, you would have.
All he had to do was say, this is a country album.
And
you
go...
He didn't have to do that, evidently.
And then where would country be now if that happened?
Like, well, country's still where it's at, but I'm just saying, the charts are where they're at, too. Mm. Oh, yeah. I guess I blew that one out of the way. Mm. I just got a bunch of booze from...
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Now I got to go to the TCMA. Thursday.
Oh, the, most of those at TCMA would agree with you.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Well, at least I hope so.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, if Michael Jackson said, hey, this next album of mine, it's a country album, and it came out, and it was Thriller.
Right. That's kind of like,
I want to hear the band Tool do that instead of releasing it. This is country, and then throw it out there, and like, here you go. And then become,
this
is
country. Well, we put an acoustic guitar in it.
Yeah. It's in the background. You may not be able to hear it, but he's up there on the stage. I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know. That's kind of like people are going, Post Malone is doing stuff, you know. And I'm going, why? Just why? Please talk.
Well, I remember, you know, and I'm a huge fan.
Everybody, I like Post Malone. He's got some good stuff.
Okay, yeah. Most everybody knows that I'm a metal fan. I love rock and roll, hard rock, metal. And I'm a Pantera fan.
I like metal fans.
Been Pantera and fan for fans. Years. And David Allan Coe.
Well, it's cooled me up.
Yes, I'm ignoring you right now.
Yes, I know.
David Allan Coe.
Yep, come on.
Recorded an album.
He did.
With Dimebag Darrell.
Yes, he did.
And Benny. And anyway, they recorded an album. And it was called... D-A-C-C-F-H. It was David Allan Coe and the Cowboys from Hell.
Yeah.
And,
that's awesome.
The name of the album was Rebel Meets Rebel.
Okay.
And it's not country. And it has this, well, you know, Pantera had that kind of southern metal sound to him. And you can't explain it really. You would have to like country and metal, I guess, in order to understand that sound.
Right.
Because it's not like other metal out there.
Because cowboys do more dope than rock and roll does. And, you know, that's what's the biggest thing out there.
But if you can hear David Allan Coe singing to the music of Dimebag Darrell,
it's
pretty awesome.
It is. It is awesome, I'm telling you. That's pretty
cool. But I know it's not for everybody.
But in my experience, David Allan Coe really couldn't sing.
This is true. This is true.
Storyteller.
He has some good stuff.
He sings a lot worse than a lot of other people.
Well, that's very true.
A lot of other people that can't sing.
That's very true.
But I mean, he did it. He recorded with him. But
he has some good stuff. I like some of his stuff.
Yeah. I really like that album. All right. With all that said.
Yes.
Are we ready for trivia?
Bug's not.
We know that Bug's not ready for trivia.
So, what's the score again, Bug?
3-1. You are losing 3-1. That's
just
not correct. I am losing.
Just so y'all know, we make the loser keep track of the score.
Okay.
And
I'm keeping track of the score because I'm losing. The 3-1 means I have won.
And Jimmy, give me just 3. A second because my modern technology is not keeping up with me.
Or I should say... Big Plush has 3. Big Plushy.
Big Plushy.
I like it when you call me Big Plush.
I like it when you make it sound like it's a song. That sounds pretty cool.
Mr.
Big Plush.
We're going to make out some t-shirts like that, too. Big Plush.
Are you there yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm there. I'm just trying to figure out where we're going to start. Thank you.
And we're back.
And howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash, and we are going to kick it off with some MIA trivia right here on the MIA show. That's Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. Hold your please,
man. Premature applause. Sorry.
Please hold your applause until after the artist is done speaking. Okay, so I guess we'll start off. All I did was just pick a number, and I had to scroll through.
What was the number?
The number was 21.
21?
Yeah.
Hey, that was what I was going to guess.
Because of the alcohol involved, you had to be 21.
You have to be 21.
Okay, we're going
to
let
all you underagers.
Since Bug is behind, I'm going to let Bug answer first.
You always do that. No, you're...
Do you want me to answer first?
No, you're answering first. You're going to answer first.
I'll answer first then.
He wants you to answer first. That way...
He can piggyback on my answer.
If he thinks you're correct... Then he can answer.
Okay,
the same
so are
thing.
We still doing the same way? Are we going to change it up where you ask me a question and ask him a question? Is that what we're going to do?
See,
what?
We did discuss this.
Yeah, because then we have to. So you have to have a question for Bug and a question for me.
So here's what we've done.
Okay, so
we changed the rules.
Then.
Yeah, yeah.
We changed the rules on you.
All right.
So now the score is 0-0. Are you
okay,
ready?
So we
do
start
I get extra points if I answer his question?
So it's 0-0.
Score is 0-0.
We're starting over.
You feel better?
You already won that game.
You feel better?
So well, that was four quarters. You won the game. And we're back.
Yeah.
So here we are now.
The way this is going to work for everybody in the audience, thanks for being here. Thank you. I'm your man, Johnny Cash.
That's for all one of you.
I will be asking Mudbug a question first because we picked Mudbug to go first. And he will answer a question.
That's it. I want to see
if he gets it right or wrong.
I want to see the level of these questions. Like, you're going to ask me the hard ones and ask you the easy ones? Because this could be rigged here.
I'm going in order. I did not.
I don't care. I just go. It's all, if I lose, it's rigged to say, oh, no.
And then I will ask Jimmy E. the next question.
Just remember, I am little brother. Just picking on me.
Trying to answer the same question, they're going to get completely different questions.
I think I should get extra points if I can answer his question, too.
Well, maybe we'll have to try that and go back.
Take your headphones off, or you can't even hear this question.
Yeah, you got to hide in the corner.
Yeah, and plug your ears. So you have to try and answer the question without even knowing.
Or I'll be happy to do that once we have the margarita machine.
You have to answer the question without even knowing the question.
I'll go hide next to the margarita machine.
Hide next to the margarita machine.
Next to the air conditioner, keeping it cold.
All right, folks. We are going to get started. Question number one for Mudbug. Mudbug only, Jimmy E.
Okay.
All right. Big Plush.
That's right. I'm going to hear him in the background going, oh, I know the answer. I got the answer.
Make you feel really bad for not knowing
the answer. And then when I get it wrong, I knew that. And when you go, with the right answer, he's going, I knew that. Yeah.
Question number one for Bug. And each of you are getting how many questions? Have we decided that?
Let's go with two to start off with.
13.
Two to start off with. Two questions each. We'll break the tie if we have to. Question number one from Mudbug. Simple, simple question.
Okay.
Where was Shania Twain born?
You should know this.
Four answers. Texas, Tennessee, Ontario, or Georgia?
Ontario.
And Mudbug said Ontario. He is correct. Born in Windsor, Ontario, Shania Twain has sold over 100 million records, making her the best-selling female artist in country music history.
And why does Mudbug know this? Because he's in love with Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
Do you know how tall Shania Twain is? No, that's a bonus question. Sorry. We'll get back to that later.
5'2" or 3".
All right, Mudbug got 1 point, folks. We're moving over to the Big Plush.
Here we go.
Big Plushy.
I like Big Plushy, too. I like it.
Big
the
Plushy.
Y on the end, yeah. Jimmy's like, I don't think so. All right. Jimmy, your question.
Yes.
Say, nicknames are given.
I was fixing to give you shit. I was fixing to be like, what year and day was so-and-so, so-and-so born.
You have to peg it on
the old mud-bug advantage here.
Right.
All right. Which Dolly Parton song reached number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart not once, but twice? Here You Come Again, Coat of Many Colors, 9 to 5, or I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You.
That was a really quick answer, Jimmy E.
Just because he got it right.
And he is correct.
Once with her and once with Whitney.
Whitney. Mm-hmm. Says, I Will Always Love You, written as a farewell to her former partner and mentor, Porter Wagoner, first reached number one June 1974, and then in October 1982 with Dolly's re-recording on the soundtrack of the movie version of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
That's right.
So it wasn't with Whitney. She did it both times.
She did it both times.
Evidently.
She's phenomenal.
Score is 1-1.
1-1.
Score 0 to 0.
Here we go.
What do they call it? Not. Not.
Not. Not. 15 love.
All right.
15 love.
Sorry, it was time to take a drink.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine's empty.
Sorry about that. All right. This one's a little harder, Bug.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
What pseudonym did Hank Williams use to record a number of gospel songs? Mark the Vagabond, John the Gypsy, Paul the Rover, or Luke the Drifter?
Say it again.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I have zero idea. What pseudonym did Honk... What pseudonym did Hank Williams use to record a number of gospel songs? Mark the Vagabond, John the Gypsy, Paul the Rover, or Luke the Drifter?
I'll just go John the Gypsy.
Bubba goes with John the Gypsy. That's the wrong answer. We're skipping that. We're coming back to it. I don't know how the new rules
work. Yeah. So I'm wrong. So now Jimmy's turn. Right.
So Jimmy gets the next question.
You get this right and you win again.
So score is 1-1. All right.
Yes.
Sadly. What was Hank Williams' real name? Hudson? I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. Hiram, H-I-R-A-M. Holden or Hector? I'm going to say Hiram.
It's Hiram.
So Hudson, Hiram, Holden, or Hector?
I think it was Hiram.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with Hiram.
You want to phone a friend?
No.
You want to phone Mudbug?
Wait, I wasn't asked if I could phone a friend. Otherwise, I'd be like, tag Jimmy. You answer it for me.
I didn't say I was going to let him.
He knew the answer to mine.
All right. Jimmy E. has answered Hiram. Oh, that is the correct answer.
Just drew crap.
By the time Hank arrived in Montgomery... In 1937, he had decided to drop his given name, Hiram, in favor of Hank. According to one of his first steel guitarists, Boots Harris, he'd say that there was a fence outside his house, and he'd sleep with the window open. And there was an old cat walking up and down the fence, yowling, whatever, harm, harm, harm. He said he thought the cat was calling him, so he changed his name to Hank. The truth was, of course, that Hank sounded more like the name of a Western music star than Hiram.
Yeah.
Everybody's still lost with the whatever.
I don't know how the hell to pronounce that. I don't know how. It doesn't Hiram. Say Hiram?
Hiram.
All right. Well, that's not how I would pronounce it.
What sound was the cat making?
The answer to Bug's question.
Oh, Jimmy's going for bonus points over here.
No, I'm just
picking.
Well, just so everybody knows. Luke the Drifter.
Luke the Drifter.
So I'm backing up trying to find that question, and I can't find it. There it is. So what pseudonym did Hank Williams use to record a number of gospel songs? Jimmy E. has called it Luke the Drifter.
Man.
You're welcome.
Sorry, my bug.
See, it's tied.
Sorry.
I called a friend.
It says, although the pseudonym was meant to distinguish Williams' gospel recordings from his more popular country music, Williams insisted on performing his Luke the Drifter songs during his regular concerts.
Yeah.
It's like, he wanted it to be different, but he recorded and played them anyway. So anyways, Big Plush has won again.
Big Plush. E.
2-1.
Big Plush. E.
Big Plushy.
Big Plush.
So.
Wow, that was so close.
It was so.
I almost had it.
Like they say in the world of safety, near yes, miss.
Near miss.
Yeah.
Near miss.
I knew as soon
I
as
nearly
you read,
missed him.
As soon as you read the first question and it had anything to do with Shania Twain, I went, oh, he knows this.
I do know a little bits about Shania Twain, but
there's not a whole lot in them. She's a little bitty thing.
I don't know anything about the girl.
Yeah. Well, that was, I don't know much about her, but
I've told y'all, I tell everybody, back when I started actually listening to country music,
yeah,
was in the 90s, so I didn't listen to country music before that at all.
I remember when she
Garth Brooks brought me to country music. I'm not going to lie. Garth Brooks brought me to country music because he just got my attention, and then I started listening to everything else. Don't get me wrong, but it started because listening to Garth Brooks.
We'll get you wrong.
And that's when it started happening. And then I started listening to everybody else, and I was like, man, I've been missing out on a lot because I was just didn't listen to it.
Ignoring it because you didn't want to accept
I like to say purposely. I think purposely I was ignoring it because I liked heavy metal. It was like rock and roll.
Used to bag on country a lot.
Well, I'm a big glam rock freak, which y'all know that from, you know, because my little brother, I grew up with y'all forever, but I'm always a big glam rock freak, and I loved glam rock in the 80s. So, but knowing anything before that and after that, and then I started listening to the 90s, yeah. I really hated heavy metal in the 90s. I didn't really like it all that much, but and it became more about...
I didn't care for heavy metal in the 80s.
It became more... Well, I love glam rock, and it changed. It was no longer glam rock. Everything changed over with that band.
See,
that
I'm not
want to mention, but...
I'm not a glam rock guy. I just didn't like it.
Well, depends on how you want to calibrate what glam rock
again,
is.
Again, I like Led Zeppelin and not can't stand Led Zeppelin.
I cannot.
I do not like Led Zeppelin.
Well, y'all are wrong.
But... And Led Zeppelin right. musicians are really talented, though.
They bore me to death. They make me want to go to sleep.
It's good music, good sleep.
Yeah, man. To me, it's like when Led Zeppelin starts, it's almost like, it's just like a 20-year-old version of Nickelback just repeating itself, and it kind of kills me, man.
Nothing like Nickelback.
Well, you can say whatever, but everything to me and Led Zeppelin,
you
a lot
take
of it
that
sounds
back right now.
It sounds the same.
You take that back right now, or Big Plush is going to stab you in your throat.
It sounds the same. It just keeps going.
We're fixing our arm muscle, folks. Big Plush has got his pen out.
I'm going to have to stab Bug.
He's going
to
write bad stories about Mudbug.
We'll see how many haters. We'll see how many haters I get off of that
haters.
One.
Wow, that's just
wow. I'm
comparing Led Zeppelin. To nickel suck. I mean back.
Yeah, that was Mudbug. Just so y'all can hate me.
Both fairly boring.
Now I need to get.
Wow. They're both fairly
Mudbugsucks.com before. Because it's going to happen now. Now don't get me wrong. Led Zeppelin made their, you know, their.
I'm
their
getting
phenomenal.
You wrong. I'm getting you wrong.
Led Zeppelin, they. Apparently they deserve all their props. I don't know. I'm just not a Led Zeppelin fan. I'm not.
You probably never heard one song of theirs.
I've heard. How could you not?
Asleep before the song was over.
There, man. And
by Stairway. Okay, let's take Stairway to Heaven out of the equation because even I can't stand that song.
I mean, even Kashmir, like their most
that?
Exciting
what was that you
song,
said,
put
Jim?
Me to sleep. So
I said that I don't like that song.
I had to make sure you said that in microphone.
Like
in my microphone.
Everybody loves Lynyrd Skynyrd, but. I swear to God, if I have to hear Freebird, I'm gonna come unglued.
Thank you. There you go. I was like, was everybody every time you go show? You got any requests?
Freebird.
Like,
Freebird.
Oh my God.
Jesus, I'm leaving.
It don't matter where you're at. You go to church and then they'd ask by a particular song, would hear Freebird. It just like it don't matter.
The only time I recall enjoying hearing that song was at the end of the movie The Devil's Rejects.
I haven't watched that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I don't remember. I was trying to remember. Did I see that movie? I don't think I did.
Probably not. That was a Rob Zombie movie.
Oh, no, I didn't see
it. Well, see, there you go.
So it was like the follow-up movie to House of a Thousand Corpses. You did that Devil's Rejects. That's the one with Banjo and Sullivan in it.
There was two things involved with that. The reason why I didn't listen to it. One, because Devil is in it, so I'm not going to listen to it and watch it, whatever. But
Thinner.
But then the other one is because it has to do with Rob Zombie.
You're about to get stabbed by Knot.
Now I'm going to stab by Knot as well. So
like, you don't like Rob Zombie. Hey,
man, Dwight Yoakam rocks.
You can tell he's going on vacation.
Hey,
he's going on vacation because he's pissing everybody off.
Hey, but you know what? I love Dwight Yoakam and I love Roger Craig. Just so you know, fuck y'all.
That's it. You're dead to me.
Yeah, I like both of them fools. It's and y'all
good,
don't like them.
It's a good thing he's taking vacation. He's going to... He's going to need that week to recover.
Oh, my God.
From this ass kicking.
I told you I'm in vacation mode, so it's all out there now.
Your brain is for sure, yeah, man.
It's all out there now. I don't care.
You probably should have wore your steel-toe boots over here.
It's happening now. I'm fixing to play some Shania Twain over here.
He's going to drive home listening to his new Beyonce album.
Oh, my God. Okay, now y'all going to get me mad.
We weren't going to tell anybody about the t-shirt you're wearing.
No, the Shania.
I love Beyonce t-shirt.
That my I love Beyonce. She's a true cowgirl.
And we're done.
No. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, since the last listener just quit.
Now we get death threats.
Just remember that's not Johnny Cash.
Just remember, I'm not Johnny Cash. That's Mudbug. And we got Jimmy E, the Big Plush.
Big Plush.
Yeah. We're your MIA. This is MIA. Bug's going to be MIA.
I'm about to be MIA.
This show is Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. We... continue to entertain the masses.
Yes,
you haven't noticed.
So if y'all don't hear me next week,
we are part of
all you listeners. If y'all don't hear me next week, make sure y'all call the police and have them investigate my brothers to see what happened to me.
You won't be here next week anyway. You're on vacation.
That's what I'm speaking. You're messing it up.
I'm messing it up.
I'm putting it out there like, why wasn't Mudbug there? Oh, my dad got rid of him.
If anything happens to me, it was my brothers.
Because he...
Our brothers did.
All because he mentioned that and it said Roger Kreger. And
no, the worst part was you dogging on Rob Zombie. That's it.
No. Comparing Nickelback to Led Zeppelin.
That was pretty
bad,
too.
That was sacrilege. That is sacrilege.
That's
right
what I say. Imagine how many people have pissed off with that one. I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
Even the listeners are not even going to like me anymore after this.
The funny thing
is, not a Zeppelin fan.
I'm thinking, all the fans you gained by liking Shania Twain, you lost when you didn't like Nickelback.
Exactly.
You're like, they were like, what? And you like Shania Twain or don't like Nickelback?
God dang.
I prefer Theory of a Dead Man over Nickelback.
Okay.
Well, they sound a lot alike, but Theory of a Dead Man's still better. I like Theory of a Dead Man.
I have a hard time with all this stuff.
Oh, man.
Three Doors Down.
And moving right along.
Three Doors Down, not bad.
Three Doors Down.
I like their bass player.
Let's say that their new bass player, not new, he's not brand new, but he's been with them for a little while, Mr. Justin Beltonen.
Justin Beltonen.
He's a Texas country star. He's got his alter ego, if you want to call him. You don't really want to call it alter ego. It's not alter. He has a Texas country band.
But first he's always with Three Doors Down, then he does his own Justin Beltonen.
Well, you don't give up the day gig before you get your night gig.
You don't give up your money.
He also designs and makes custom jewelry.
Does he really? Yes, he does. Not know that.
Turquoise type stuff, cowboy type jewelry. Yeah.
I know he's a really nice guy. I remember
that. Yeah, he is. Super nice guy.
some pretty damn good music.
Had the opportunity to meet him a couple times.
Yep.
Met him once.
Once.
Twice. Three times a lady.
Sing it, Plush. Sing it.
Here you go, Plush. Yeah. That's the big Plush.
Name that artist.
I can't right now.
I'm trying to think of a good album name.
He has a daughter.
Oh, so do I. I have four of them.
All right, folks. Well, I think I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure we're really close to being done with this. I think everybody's already bailed out on us. So I'm just kind of waiting for Caleb Helscher to start trying to imitate the big Plush instead of what is it he normally does? He tries to do the daggum right. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He tries.
Now he can do the big Plush.
Which, you know, daggum right became more my deal now. I'm the one that always says daggum right, but right. Jimmy started it.
Huh? Give us the big Plush.
Big Plush.
Big Plush. See that, man? Radio voice.
Playing the best country in Texas.
I have a face for radio.
Yes, he does.
Was it you said? What, not. What is it you were saying last week? Because I don't remember the guy's name right now. But it's Texas Radio 1 playing the best country in Texas, baby.
Johnny Falstaff.
Hey, listen, Johnny Falstaff.
All right.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, one of those.
All right, folks, I'm not Johnny Cash.
Yep, he is. I'm Jimmy.
And I am Mudbug.
And we are out of here.
Peace out, people.
Peace, those.
We're like a belly button.
I'll see y'all in a couple
weeks.
Audi. I'll see
you
in Audi. Hey, and don't fret me none. I'll be back in a couple weeks. I'll be gone. Go on vacation. I'm about to leave.
It's 50-50.
About to leave. I'll be back.
Well, you'll be back because if we let you come back.
Maybe. The studio might be locked. They've changed the keys. I can't get in.
Yeah, the only thing I'm saying is if you're coming back, you better bring that margarita machine.
Well, I'm going to have it next time. Watch. Okay. We're going to do it.
Okay, then.
All right, folks, we'll see you. We'll let you hear us next week.
All right, kid.
Can do it.
See you.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.